This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. In civil government schools, there is this thing called passing the trash. Passing the trash. Passing the trash occurs when a civil government school teacher is involved in sexual impropriety in a civil government school. And instead of the teacher being fired, he or she is merely transferred to another school, or given a letter of recommendation in exchange for the teacher's resignation. Passing the trash occurs mainly in those situations where a teacher's union is involved. The union, instead of allowing the admission of culpability, defends the teacher at all costs. The goal is to advance what is in the best interest of the teacher, at the expense, of course, of the students who will continue to be exposed to that teacher. Passing the trash is also possible because civil government school administrators are under pressure to operate a good civil government school, whatever that means. But when a teacher is found to have done something sexually improper, if that is even possible anymore, the administrator will look bad, as the impropriety occurred under his or her watch. Thus, there is incentive for a civil government school administrator to pass the trash. Passing the trash is one piece of evidence that the civil government school system does not exist for the best interests of the child. If it were, then Christianity would be allowed, even though there shouldn't even be civil government schools. Passing the trash is for the best interests of the teachers and their bureaucratic bosses. I have no problem with unions. They are mere associations. I do have a problem with a worker requirement to pay union dues. And I do have a problem, of course, with civil government schools, as they should not exist. Does your child attend a civil government school? Is there trash there? I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.